With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although Hawaii and Japan have downgraded their tsunami warnings to advisories, coastal residents still being urged to remain alert and exercise caution in the wake of a powerful tsunami-generating earthquake.
One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded has struck Russia's far east, sending tsunami waves into Japan and Hawaii and across the Pacific. No substantial damage has been reported so far, but authorities warn people away from shorelines, saying the risk could last more than a day. Ports on the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, near the 8.8 magnitude quake's epicenter, flooded as residents fled inland. Land and white waves washed up to the shore in northern Japan. Cars jammed highways in Hawaii's capital, with standstill traffic even in areas away from the shoreline. People have been hurrying to evacuation centers in parts of Japan. Several people were injured in Russia and at least one so far in Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We are learning more about the gunman who shot and killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper on Monday before taking his own life.
A suicide note found in his possession at the scene spoke to a possible motive in the shooting and may explain why he targeted NFL headquarters.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
In that note, Mr. Tamura claimed to be suffering from CTE, possibly from playing high school football, and he blamed the NFL. He also writes, "Study my brain. I'm sorry."
New York Mayor Eric Adams says it's thought the gunman wanted to reach the NFL's executive offices but took the wrong elevator. Ahead of today's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates, Fed expected to leave rates unchanged, Wall Street futures in positive territory, and Dow futures are up 11 points, NASDAQ futures 61 points higher. This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we have been highlighting the first-class biblical stage musicals produced in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Branson, Missouri, by Sight and Sound Theaters. Katie Miller, whose grandfather founded Sight and Sound, tells Tom Tradup of SRN News that Jesus Christ is at the center of everything her company does.
Our mission statement is to tell his story through who we are and what we do. And so when we're hiring and inviting, you know, new people to join our team, we care a lot about excellence here. We want everyone to come and do a really great job. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we are all reflections of Christ in every moment and action that we do throughout the day.
Sight and Sound Theater's production of David is currently on stage in Branson, Missouri, and in Pennsylvania they're mounting the 30th anniversary season of Noah. More information is available at sight-sound.com. This is SRN News. A House Republicans bill would strip former President Kennedy's name from the Washington Institution created in the 35th Commander-in-Chief's honor and instead have it known as the Trump Center for the Performing Arts.
The bill, recently introduced by Missouri Republican Bob Onder, aims to designate the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts as the Donald J. Trump Center for the Performing Arts. In an earlier statement, Onder called Trump a patron of the arts and a staple of the pop culture landscape, dubbing the bill the Make Entertainment Great Again Act, a play on Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign slogan. Onder said, quote, "I cannot think of a more ubiquitous symbol of American exceptionalism in the arts, entertainment, and popular culture at large than President Trump." Bernie Bennett reporting.
January's mid-air collision of a military helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington, D.C., the subject of several days of hearings, those hearings getting underway today. More details at SRNNews.com.